Buy American, build American, and show the whole world that the American dream is back, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. I will end the war in Ukraine, stop the chaos in the Middle East, and prevent World War III. And I'm the one that can do it. I'm the only one that's going to do it. I will crush violent crime and give our police the support, protection, and resources. And we have to give them respect again. We're going to give them respect like they've never had. And they're going to get rid of crime, and they'll get rid of it quickly and efficiently. We cannot live with the kind of crime that we're living with in our country today. We will strengthen and modernize our military. I rebuilt our military, and now we're going to modernize it still further. We will build a missile defense shield, all made in the USA, including the Commonwealth is going to build a lot of it. We're entitled to it. We're entitled to it. Others have it. We want it, too. And we will land an American astronaut on Mars. Get ready, Elon. Get ready. We got to land, and we got to do it quickly. But a lot of that has to do with military, the space. You know, I created Space Force, and it's going to go down, in my opinion, it's just about the most important of, with time, of the forces. We were way behind Russia and China, and now we're leading them by a lot. It's a great thing. Space Force, first time in 82 years since Air Force that this happened. We will rebuild our cities, including our capital in Washington, D.C., making them safe, clean, and beautiful again. We will get critical race theory and transgender insanity the hell out of our schools. And we will immediately keep men out of women's sports. I will defend religious liberty. I will restore free speech. And I will defend the right to keep and bear arms, our Second Amendment. And we will end sanctuary cities and stop illegal immigration once and for all. We want people to come into our country, but they have to come in legally. After years of building up foreign countries, defending foreign borders, and protecting foreign lands, we will finally be going to build our country, defend our borders, and protect our American cities, suburbs, and towns. We will protect them like they have never been protected before. We will not be invaded. We will not be occupied. We will not be conquered. That's what they're doing. This is an invasion into our country of a foreign military. We will be free and proud as a nation again. Everyone will prosper. Every family will thrive, and every day will be filled with opportunity and hope. But for that to happen, we must defeat Kamala Harris and stop her radical left agenda once and for all. It will happen. Will happen. We want a landslide that's too big to rig. So early voting is underway. Get everyone you know and vote. After all, we have been through together. We stand on the verge of the four greatest years in the history of our country. These will be four of the greatest years in the history of our country, and it's going to happen quickly. With your help from now until Election Day, we will redeem America's promise, and we will take back the nation that we love. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never back down, ever, ever, ever. And we will never, ever surrender. Together, we will fight, fight, fight. We will vote, vote, vote. And we will win, win, win like we have never won before. November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our country. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless you.
You know, the one thing that I think Trump understands and brings to the table more so than any other candidate, and Biden and even Kamala Harris just turned 60. I mean, they're you know, up there in years too. But they're not really like real people. I mean, they don't actually socialize with normal people. They don't get out and rub elbows with the working class. These are true elitists. You know, Biden's been an elitist his whole life. He lies about his past. Same with Kamala Harris. Trump actually rubs elbows with the working class. He's known as the blue-collar billionaire. The guy eats McDonald's. So he kind of, he remembers what life was like in America. He remembers what it was like in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. It means something to him. It means something to him. He knows what New York was like. He knows when it was in its best times. He knows when it was in its worst times. And that applies, I think, to the country at large when he was building skyscrapers all across the nation. So I think he gets that. He has that nostalgia. And he wants to bring it back. Now, I don't know how much you can really bring back with the modern age and technology and everything, but there's an attitude, there's a culture, there's a vibe that I think he's reaching for. He's trying to bring it back. So he really has that. I think he really has that kind of human touch that so many people can relate to, just looking back on their past life in America, knowing things can be better. They have been better. By the way, this was him in the 90s. He was asked about running for president. And this is what he talked about in clip 25.
If you could make America perfect, how would you do it?
Well, I think that America is a country that has tremendous, tremendous potential. I think that much like the mind, I think that America is using very, very little of its potential. I feel that this country with the proper leadership can go on to become what it once was.
What should it be?
It should really be a country that gets the respect of other countries.
Today, is respect the most important thing in your opinion?
Well, respect can lead to other things. When you get the respect of the other countries, then the other countries tend to do a little bit as you do, and you can create the right attitudes.
For some people, the ultimate goal in life has been becoming the President of the United States. Would you like to be the President of the United States?
I really don't believe I would, Rona, but I would like to see somebody as the President who could do the job, and there are very capable people in this country.
Why wouldn't someone like yourself run for political office? You have all the money that you possibly need. You've accomplished a great deal, even though you are only 34. I know there's a lot of things that you possibly can do in the years ahead. Why wouldn't you dedicate yourself to public service?
Because I think it's a very mean life. I would love and I would dedicate my life to this country, but I see it as being a mean life. And I also see it as somebody with strong views and somebody with the kind of views that are maybe a little bit unpopular, which may be right, but maybe unpopular, wouldn't necessarily have a chance of getting elected against somebody with no great brain but a big smile. And that's a sad commentary for the political process.
Well, he was right then, and he's right now. That's actually the 80s. So he gets that. He really is nostalgic about the America he helped build. He's really nostalgic about the America that he raised a family in, that he hired people in, worked with people in, built relationships in, helped communities in. And he sees how far it's fallen, like so many others. So that's where we're at. And we do have more from Donald Trump coming up on some other interviews that he did. We do have some Kamala Harris clips and some Elon Musk clips as well. So We'll continue on the campaign trail, if you will, as we are in the election, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just 2 weeks until Election Day. We are in the election right now. Millions of Americans have already voted. And, of course, we're already seeing the issues as well. And, in fact, we'll give you an update on something that's going on in Tennessee when we come back. Remember, though, time is limited. Time is running out to get into the raffle at thealexjonesstore.com. But it's not too late. With every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, the hats, the T-shirts, the supplements, with every purchase, you get raffle entries to win the monster truck. But time is running out. So get over to thealexjonesstore.com while time remains to get your entries into the raffle to win the monster truck. All right, an update on Tennessee when we come back.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We